7:23 in the morning on March 3rd, 3:12. Yeah, I'm an hour later this morning. I slept in until nearly 6 o'clock, and I could not roll out into my boots and out the door. I had to have a few moments to gather my limited wit. So I did get up moving. That was something, because I was really comfortable in my chair. But I said, no, I have to go walk. What I've been doing the last 24 hours is working on this bulldog story for JR. It is so much fun. I have to say, it is so much fun, and I think it might be just exactly what I need to be doing to get something done. It's fairly well defined, and yet I still got a lot of freedom to do what I want. My cast of characters is growing on me. What I'm looking for my first story is some kind of theme, some kind of model. I've had a couple of people offer suggestions, and I kind of like the one about, you go here and pick up this cargo, but what they're really doing is going to attack the ship and kill the crew, which is an interesting one, and I might follow up on either that or some variation of that. That sounds interesting. Now, I need a theme. I need some sort of idea. Now, one of the things that's going here is that we have a theocracy which believes in order and religion, and we have a much more eclectic band, no less, I think, probably no less evil and manipulative for being open to a variety of races. There are several races, several species to play with, including some that are obviously the bad guys and some that are obviously the good guys and some that are obviously neither. I think there's an interesting range. I also suspect that there's an interesting range within each group of good guys and bad guys. So I need to come up with some sort of theme, some sort of idea to explore in this first story. Because I have a suspicion that this won't be the last one. And this Half Blaster World Travel anthology, which is available now. There's a blurb about it that I've got to get the link to. JR sent it out yesterday. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm not 100% convinced that this one-shot invite is going to stay one-shot. I think that it could perhaps turn into something bigger and better. So that's kind of fun, kind of a cool idea. So we'll see how this all works. I need a theme. I need an idea. I also need a nemesis. Actually, I think I need two nemeses. I need one on each side. Probably also need a third one, the Fallon gang, also the Barracadio. I think it's Barracadio. It's like Barracuda. The pirate gang, sort of like the Reavers in Firefly. I need a theme. I need some sort of idea. The one that has come to my head repeatedly from different directions over the last several days is, if your job is eat a frog, it's best to do it first thing in the morning. And if your job is to eat two frogs, eat the larger one first. Which I think is okay. It's an interesting idea. I kind of like it. I suppose I could go back and look at some of other Twain's other aphorisms. I toyed with the idea of doing a kind of a fairy tale reimagining, a Beauty and the Beast idea, perhaps, or Rapunzel. Maybe Rapunzel might work. I have to think about that. I need different things for the evil witch and the tower and the hare. Thought about Hansel and Gretel. Hansel and Gretel might work. See, I have this crew, but I don't necessarily need to use all of the crew. Some of them could be background in this particular story. So that could be interesting. So I need the two kids lost in the forest, which could be the crew lost. There's some potential here. I must ponder this because there are characters and places and things in the history, in the backstory that I got, that I could use, I think, to fill in the part of the cabin in the woods and the kids who are lost. Greedy little children. Yes, I think I could work with this. I also need to know more about the politics. This whole universe is turning into rather fascinating. And keep in mind that this is a game universe, that it's very pulpy. So it's almost cartoony in its flavor. And the archetypes are strong and somewhat, I won't say inflexible, but to a certain extent inflexible. So it could be difficult, but I really think I need to get this done so that I can finish the second book of Ravenwood as I furious call, because I've already got people, thanks to Deb Geary, I've already got people who are banging on the door saying, hello, is there going to be another book? Any idea when? And I said this month, which is going to be difficult because I only got about two more weeks left in this month because I have to go to Oregon on the 24th. I did get my airline tickets. They were a bit on the pricey side, but I got them. And I could have cashed in some of my frequent flyer miles, but the reality was that it would have taken almost all of them. And I have a really large number that would actually be enough for me to fly to Europe for free if I were to cash them in. So, adding a few more to them. Actually makes a certain amount of sense rather than using them all up. I have a feeling that perhaps one day I might actually bite the bullet and go to Worldcon somewhere else. Which reminds me, I need to book my trip for Balticon And I really want to book my trip for WorldCon in Chicago, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to go to that. This week-long trip is, it's going to cost me about $300 more for the week than I thought it was, which isn't terrible, but still is, yeah, it'd be good if we kind of watched expenses for a bit till we see how the new book's going to sell. I got to get the new book out, which is one of the critical components. I also have to get Doug into Siglerverse and do the GFL book. I'm thinking I'm going to do that in April, since I've got March pretty well booked. And I do have a recording done that needs to be edited. I can do the editing when there are people around and laundry going and stuff like that. So that's not too big a deal. Although it is a monster. Illimitable Domain by Kim Newton. It's big. God. It took, and I think I talked about this before, it took forever to do. It took over 2 hours. Well, no, I don't think so. I think it took like an hour and 35 or 40 minutes, maybe. It was long, much longer than my usual recording session. Part of that was that I tried to do it in an accent, and I got about a third of the way in and realized that the accent had gone away and that it really wasn't all that good to begin with, so I started over. That didn't help. That didn't help at all. Probably should have just put it down and come back the next day, but c'est la guerre. I need to get grading done this week. I've got students who haven't been graded for 3 weeks. Actually, I think now, at the end of this week, it'll be 4 weeks. And the problem is that they keep missing their deadlines, and so I keep skipping forward to give them a few extra days. And the result is that they don't ever get caught up. And I never get caught up, so I need to go back and do a few weeks' worth of grading. Some of them are doing very well, some of them are still doing astronomy forecasts. Still writing horoscopes for their weekly posts. This week they had to read the bibliographic essay at the back of Hughes's Human Built World, where he talks about how he came to the idea of writing the book and what some of the influences on it were, actually going back to the source material and explaining why they were the source material, which I thought was a fascinating way to examine the idea of how do you look at technology. So the conversation with just the class hasn't really been all that in a bag of crisps. It's been kind of lackluster in places, so I'm probably going to have to spend more time working with them on Cuban. The last book, which reminds me, I've got to get some writing prompts put together for that. The last book is a short one. It's the e-book about dealing with participatory culture and education. And the idea that we, in educational circles, we give great emphasis to people doing their own work. And yet, in many circumstances, if not most circumstances, we reward people for being part of a team. And yet we don't teach them to be part of a team. We don't teach them to take advantage of distributed cognition, so that somebody who's an expert in this handles that piece, somebody who's an expert in that handles the other piece, somebody who's an expert integrator brings them together. And we don't train people to be integrators, which is perhaps even worse, because as a result, what happens is that they don't understand how the pieces work. They are unable to actually see how to put pieces together to make a coherent whole. And that's a bit of a problem, because that's really what the modern culture is about. You know, it was 21 degrees when I walked out here this morning, but I think the temperature has come up about 10 degrees in the last half hour. I'm working up a sweat. Zip the coat, see if I can get some air in here. It's definitely spring-like. Open the windows today, let the air blow through maybe. The other part is that many of the students are in the eastern Kentucky. They got hit with tornadoes yesterday. One lives in the town next to one of them that got wiped out. So I need to be a little kinder for the next little bit, to be a little more understanding about how things work for them. In some cases, they may not even have electricity at home, so it could be an interesting challenge. So, Hansel and Gretel. Think back to all the fractured fairy tales I used to watch on Rocky and Bullwinkle. Seven in one blow. The valiant tailor. I actually went through and read some of the original Grimm's, and they're in the public domain, needless to say. But they're really quite. They are very dated. They don't read very well. And there was one clever Hans that I never did understand, really. This guy was kind of dumb, and every time he went to see his girlfriend, he'd ask her for something but wouldn't take her any gifts. And as a result, she'd give him something, and then he'd do something stupid with it on the way home. His mother would tell him what he was supposed to do. Good morning. And he'd do that the next time. And, of course, for the next time, it would be inappropriate. One thing, she gave him a slab of bacon, and what he was supposed to have done the previous time with the calf was to put it on a lead and lead it home. So he put the bacon on the lead and dragged it home, and the dogs ate the bacon, leaving with just the lead. Eventually, he was supposed to take the girl home, so he took the girl home and took her to the barn and put her in a stall and tied her up. Hans wasn't so awfully clever. Which might actually be the point of the story. So there might be something there I can use too. These are interesting stories in that in a lot of ways they're kind of archetypes of human stories. They're stories that were short. They're meant to be told. Typically, there's some sort of moral involved. It's not quite like Aesop's fables, but not too far off. Anyway, I made it. I'm ready for my breakfast. I want my coffee. I want my bagel. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.